This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2111. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 4th, Belarus, Brazil, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, Finland, France, Galapagos, India, International Vacuum, Korea, North and South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Myanmar, Norfolk Island, Oklahoma, Romania, Russia, Sudan, Thailand, Ukraine, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week I made a big mistake, referring to that week's program as number 2010, but it was really 2110. It was too late to fix before first broadcasts, and the links to it were fortunately correct. So this is 2111. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany forwards a notice from Deutsche Welle. In Belarus, access to the online offerings of DW, including all 32 languages, has been blocked. The Ministry of Communications announced access to several news portals has been limited. These were deemed extremist. DW considerably expanded its offerings for Belarus in the spring of this year so that Germany's international broadcaster can cover the activities of civil society in Belarus. So perhaps DW will have to go back to good old reliable shortwave. Despite the overall shrinkage of shortwave broadcasting, guess what? There is a new shortwave station in Brazil. Brian Clark in New Zealand says since 31 October, I've been trying to identify a new station on 6150, peaking around 0630 to 09UT. Brazilian DXers helped him identify it as Radio Saturno in Belo Horizonte. They have a Facebook page proudly proclaiming they broadcast on 92.3 FM and 6150 shortwave, and they already replied to his report. That's Saturno, apparently not on medium wave. Searching, I found several YouTube clips of it dating back to July 14th, 2021. How did this escape notice of the broader DX world? Brian estimates the power only around 1 kilowatt. Dan Robinson says he tried to hear it on November 2nd via South American remotes, but could not hear it on that date. On November 3rd, Brian Clark also says, I have not heard Radio Saturno since 2 November. In a follow-up response, they advised, we are still in technical adjustments. Little by little, we are getting better and better. Manuel Mendez in Spain did hear it again on November 4th, only via remote in São Paulo, Brazil, with this ID at 0929.
A Saturno FM está no Facebook. facebook.com/radiosaturnofm923.
6:29.
But that is not all. There is a second new Brazilian shortwave station, only 5 kilohertz away on 6145. News came to us about this from AER El Dial in Spain, quoting the Facebook page of that station called Radio Brasil Sem Fronteiras, which means without frontiers, it says in translation. We're on 49 meters shortwave, 6145 every weekend. Report via our email and receive a QSL card. Radio Brasil Sem Fronteiras at gmail.com. Several others inquired where they're broadcasting from exactly, but apparently they are not saying, which makes us question their legality. Are they only on the air Saturdays and Sundays, or 24 hours? They said their normal schedule is from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. local time, but they might leave it on overnight. 2 weeks ago, we had a report from Ron Howard that one of the two China stations on 6200 was off the air, Voice of Jin Ling. But it was back on the air by October 30th after several weeks of silence, heard after 1246 and again blocking Lhasa, Tibet. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, as detailed in my weekly log report summaries via worldofradio.com, but I won't go into detail now. I will point out, however, that as a running dog of Yankee imperialism, Cuba makes its change to standard time on the same date as the United States, that is, November 7th, after which we may expect some schedule changes from RHC. notably the first English broadcast of the day, normally airs at 20 UT instead of 19 for 1 hour, on 15140. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, reports a new clandestine broadcast via Issoudun, France. It's called Oromia Media, on 15340. Heard November 1st with a good signal at 1700 to 1720, after which there was dead air and off. Oh, he says the language is Tigrinya rather than Oromo. That is concerning Eritrea and Ethiopia, where there's a civil war. Hans-Jürg Biener says, this may be related, there's a VOA statement on the Ethiopian government ordering restrictions of broadcasts of the Voice of America, which had recently done a documentary called Terror in Tigray, the Ethiopian Refugee Crisis. Then VOA director Yolanda Lopez said she is disappointed that Ethiopia's media authorities order that Ahadu Radio and TV stop broadcasting VOA content. Well, there they were, relying on a local station relay rather than shortwave. Next, filed under Europe, since we're not sure it really broadcasts from Holland, FRSH, Free Radio Service Holland, announces its autumn broadcast Sunday, November 7th, starting at exactly 0852 UT until just after 1305. On 7700 and parallel to 5800, which is variable, as well as 6185. Programming is to include a lengthy half-sesquihour edition of FRS Goes DX, news and background info from around the world, and the shortwave free radio scene. More at their website, www.frsholland.nl. Manuel Mendeth forwards an announcement from Scandinavian Weekend Radio in Virant, Finland, of its monthly broadcast for 24 hours, starting Friday, November 5th at 22 UT. The frequencies, two at a time, one on each band, are 11720, 11690, 6170, and 5980. Alan Holder has checked current schedules and found that all four frequencies face co-channel interference from major broadcasters, unless they're on the other one at those particular hours, including Turkey, South Korea, Guam, China, Madagascar, and VOA. A shame that SWR cannot operate out of band. We've been hearing marine weather in French and English for the mini Transat yacht race currently active from the Canary Islands to Guadeloupe across the Atlantic on 17800 via Issoudun, France. The first broadcast is in AM at 15 UT, October 30th. Although they had the full hour available, they were finished by 15:33 after playing some frenetic music, ending with two gunshots as if you're dead or they're off. I later recognized it as one of the themes from James Bond movies. There is a second broadcast at 17 UT on 17800, but apparently a different transmitter in France because this one is in DRM, which can easily be received by remote receivers in eastern U.S. if you can't receive it directly. After the weather info, they seem to be giving out rankings of the contestants one by one up to the 50th. Jonathan Coles in Ottawa, Canada, was also getting this on October 31st in DRM. Then on November 1st, the AM broadcast at 1501 UT I found was considerably off frequency, 17800.095 variable. It was fluctuating audibly. I wonder if clients get a discount for a defective Issoudun transmitter or even know about it. Remember when there was a La Voce de Galapagos, as I recall, on 4810? Long gone, but now there is a Hamdi expedition on the Galapagos Islands. It's by the DX Friends group from Europe mostly. I heard them on 18150 USB, November 2nd at 2200. But their webpage says they're operating all bands in many modes until November 7th. DXFriends.com. Richard Langley in New Brunswick now has his own DRM receiver, a Gospel GR228BP. On November 3rd, he was getting snippets of audio from All India Radio DRM in French, scheduled 1930 to 2030 UT. Actually, two programs on the broadcast, one labeled French and one labeled something else. Classical music, apparently. International Vacuum, Ken Zicke in Michigan, reports on his satellite monitoring on Galaxy 16, 99.1 degrees west, 4.170 horizontal, 11420 MSPS with multiple radio streams. More fully populated now than before, but still lots of empty channels among the ones he heard. Alabama Public Radio, BBC World Service, Montana Public Radio, various NPR channels, the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock, other public radio stations, KNAU in Flagstaff, and even KOSU in Oklahoma. This was October 28th, between 01 and 02:30 UT. Expected, Kashmir Kivitas has shifted one UT hour earlier for its weekly Tuesday broadcast via Romania on 15170, now starting at 16 UT, November 2nd, and this time it was almost all in English until cut off at 16:29. Thanks to KCBS, North Korea, there is a little bit of activity on the 120-meter band. October 29th at 12:38, I had a very poor carrier on an off-frequency, 2349.254 kilohertz. Wolfgang Büschel had previously monitored the Sarivan site when he measured it on 2349.394. It was October 1st via remote in Japan. Upon Asilo Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says, since September 27th, the 49-meter band has been free of the three North Korean super white noise jamming frequencies, around 5995, 6015, and 6045. On November 3rd, 6015, the KBS Program 1 was in the clear, no jamming at 0744. And here's the latest as of November 3rd about frequency changes for the clandestines from South to North Korea. Echo of Hope VOH was on new frequencies, 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100, checked at 0727. And resuming a weekly English language lesson instead of music, repeated at 1127 and 1527. Voice of Freedom has been on 6045 since November 1st instead of 5920. A carrier first noted at 0635, but no audio until 0753. The former frequency, 5920, continued to be jammed by North Korea with pulsating noise, but not white noise. Louis von Off, Observer Bulgaria, provides the November frequencies for Seabreeze, or Shiokaze, from JSR in Yamada, Japan, but concerning North Korean abductions. At 13 to 14 UT, on 7250 and 7335. At 16 to 17, on 6020 and 6135. Japanese or Chinese, but English only on Wednesdays. Ivo Ivanov reports a new frequency for Kurdish clandestine Dengawe Lat, 7350, at 0330 to 0600, via Issoudun, France. But at 06 to 0630, there was no signal on that, or its day frequency 11530, when Grigoriopol should have been on. Anyhow, while 7350 was active, the jammer run by Turkish President Erdogan was still on the old frequency, 9525. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2111, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. These depend on voluntary financial support. Contributions via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, go to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. Radio Kuwait continues wandering widely from its nominal frequency 15530 for the English broadcast at 05 to 08 UT. Ivan Pinyev in Bulgaria was hearing it on 15415 on November 1st until 0800, and then into Persian. Alexander Busniak says this has been happening since the 27th of September. On November 2nd at 0723, Wolfgang Büschel says there was terrible wideband splatter between 15374 and 15456, but the center frequency was wobbling 80 hertz up and down between 15429.77 and 0.85. This behavior also noted in Australian DX News by Gavin Waters in Melbourne. On October 24th, it started off 15465 with a good signal in English, but it then started slowly and steadily decreasing frequency, requiring regular retuning, down to 15454.5 at 0703. On October 27th at 7:21, there was a sudden frequency shift from 15454.1 to 15453.9. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports on Voice of the National Unity Government of Myanmar, NUG. October 31st, it was on the air at 1330 on 12,000 kilohertz, but not on November 1st and 2nd. But it was still being heard at 0130 for half an hour on 17710, a very good signal. These are via transmitter site in Taiwan. Big news now about plans for a new shortwave broadcast country, Norfolk Island. Our longtime contributor, Nick Hutchko of Sydney, Australia, VK2DX, tells us that he has just moved to Norfolk Island and has a license for a shortwave station on 5045, not yet set up. Power will be 1 kilowatt AM. He is aware that there's another Australian station on 5045 in Queensland, but he's not heard it active lately. And since there's a considerable distance between them, there should be a window to hear Norfolk Island without interference from Queensland if you tune in just right. That's according to what he told Ron Howard. In case in the U.S. you only get television by cable, there is a new all-news channel, but is avoiding being on cable, instead over-the-air only. It's called Newsy, N-E-W-S-Y, owned by Scripps, and they're already on the air in many, many markets, thanks to their ownership now of the ION, I-O-N, channels, which add more and more sub-channels. In Oklahoma City, I'm getting it on RF-18 channel 62-7 from KOPX. Not yet sure if they have a political angle like cable news channels, but we certainly could use a totally unbiased hard news channel. A few weeks ago, Radio Romania International invited listeners to send in participations for their annual Listener's Day, audio or comments, and that day is here as of Sunday, November 7th. Some other English broadcasts to North America are at 01UT, that would be the following day, November 8th, on 5990 and 7325, and at 04 on 6020. Those are in AM, but some RRI broadcasts to other areas in English and other languages are in DRM. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been enjoying listening to RRI in DRM with his newly acquired receiver since October 28th. He says perhaps DRM has missed its opportunity to significantly affect shortwave listening in a big way, but it's nice to hear a shortwave station in close to FM quality. The internet might not be here when we really need it. I'm getting virtually 100% decode of RRIDRM broadcast in English for Europe, even with just a portable receiver and whip antenna inside an interference-infected house. It's too bad that more shortwave broadcasters are not using DRM, says Richard Langley. Lots of reports in RustDX about the Russian pirate on 3940, translated as Free Wave Bay, or Buchta Svobodnych Volna. They've been issuing EQSLs, yet claiming that the program source, that station, is only on the internet and someone else is transmitting them on shortwave. More monitoring of Omdurman, Sudan on 7205, as there continues to be resistance to the military coup. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, as of 30 October, using the remote in Holland, 15UT, some co-channel interference from presumed PBS in China. Dan Robinson, who has a remote address in Pennsylvania, heard it at 1800 with Arabic News ID on the hour. Brian Clark in New Zealand reports a solid carrier with weak talk, but the audio suddenly improved to a very good level at 0453, and then another audio breakdown, a clear ID at 457, time signals and news. Transmitter closed abruptly at 0526. It drifted up slightly from 7205.048 to 055. Chuck Albertson in Seattle says, I've been listening to Sudan Radio via a couple of remotes in Europe and the Mideast since October 26th. Sign-on has been somewhat erratic, around 03UT on 7206. On October 30th, they corrected the frequency to 7205, but was mostly open carrier. On October 31st, still on 7205, before 0259 with local music, time pips ID at 03, and about 10 minutes of news. Observer Bulgaria has the B-21 schedule for HSK-9, Radio Thailand. Note some changes in the times for English. To Eastern North America at midnight to midnight 30, and to Western North America at 02 to 02:30 on 13750. To Europe at 5 to 5:30, 17640. To Southeast Asia, 12 to 12:30 on 9940. And to Western Europe, 18:30 to 19:30 on 7475. Bob AA6XE Marston forwards an item from the ARRL website dated October 28th. The Russia-Ukraine radio war is trying the patience of the IARU Region 1 monitoring system. It reports in the September issue of their newsletter that the radio war around 7055 kHz continues to be a source of major frustration. Coordinator said the on-air conflict has been bothering us to an unbearable extent for a very long time and is still continuing. The long-standing conflict has also affected 7050 and 7060 kHz. Dr. Volodya Samaniev in BC says there's quite something on 7055 LSB via a Romanian remote at 0507. Lots of Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine, and lots of Russian, which I don't understand, a real mishmash. On November 3rd, he says, I'm listening via my Masset remote on 7055 lower. I can easily hear talk and area music, almost certainly from that region. Mike Cooper sends a Washington Post article of October 28th. Biden favorite to run Voice of America parent agency could face trouble with Senate GOP. By Paul Farhi, veteran journalist, White House's leading candidate to run VOA's parent agency, has attracted conservative criticism, raising the prospect of a lengthy confirmation battle if she is nominated. Amanda Bennett, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter and editor, is President Biden's top candidate to run the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Bennett was the director of VOA from 2016 to 2020. She resigned last year, just before the arrival of the agency's new chief executive, Michael Pack, a Trump appointee. But then Biden fired Pack. We won't go over all that again. U.S. AGM Watch, a blog critical of the agency's management, says the Senate confirmation of Bennett would offend immigrant voters and risk more scandals at U.S. AGM. And, of course, former VOA journalist Dan Robinson immediately jumped in objecting to Bennett coming back. With the return to Standard Time Sunday, November 7th, not only in Cuba, but in the USA, most private U.S. shortwave broadcasters shift their programming one real hour later by UT in order to appear to be at the same local clock time. However, in the case of WRMI, that applies to certain systems, but not to others which stay on UT. And World of Radio is involved in both types of scheduling. Here are the times that are changing one hour later, but yet to be confirmed. Friday at 23:30 on 5950. Saturday at 02:30 on 9395. Sunday at midnight 30, 5950. Sunday at 23:30, 5950 and 9955. Monday at 01:30 on 9395 and 9495. Thursday at 1:30 on 9395 and 9495. Others stay at the same UT, and the Wednesday 2100 on 7780 has been canceled. Our time on WBCQ 7490 shifts to 22 UT on Wednesdays, and before that on UT Mondays via Area 51 6160 at 0400 instead of 03. Kevin Rick of Texas Radio Shortwave says WRMI has added two more airings of TRSW programs, at least temporarily, Saturdays at 11 on 15770 and Mondays at 23 on 5950. Otherwise, the November TRSW schedule on WRMI includes, and these are all UT Sundays, Saturday night, November 7th at midnight, Radio Pamela International from the UK relay, followed at 01 by their TRSW Encore anniversary show. On November 14th at 01, Radio Jingle Bells from Germany relay. On November 21st at 01, Free Radio Service Holland relay, and November 28th, The Vault from Somewhere in Europe at 0100. Also on WBCQ, November 28th at 03, the Encore Anniversary Show on 6160. And that show is also scheduled on Channel 292 Germany, Saturday, November 20th at 09 on 6070 and at 18UT on 3955. Via Allen Rowe, here's the November lineup for Uncle Bill's Melting Pot on WBCQ 7490. On November 7th, Indigenous and Modern Music from Taiwan. On the 14th, a Not Very Proper Concert Hall episode. November 21st, a Canadian Polka Party with special guest Fred Waterer. November 28th, International Potluck from the UBMP Archives. That's at 23UT on Sundays, with a semi-repeat UT Tuesdays at midnight. About the reactivated 1560 near New York City, in New Jersey, WFME with 1 kilowatt. Its groundwave signal may be quite limited, but it is being heard further away by DXers. Doug Brown in London, Ontario says, I heard them after 0200 UT November 1st, about 500 miles away. Fair signal strength, but fading and interference. A test broadcast requesting reception reports. Artie Big in Ohio was also hearing WFME November 3rd at 0300.
This is 1560 AM, WFME, New York. What you're hearing is a test signal of Family Radio New York, broadcasting from West Orange, New Jersey, into Greater New York City, including Brooklyn and the Bronx.
If you'd like to send us a signal report, contact Family Radio at 1-800-543-1495.
That recording made by Steve Witt with a remote receiver for Medium Wave News. According to HFCC, here are the English broadcasts of Vatican Radio for the new season. 11:30 to 12 UT only on Fridays. Liturgy for the Gulf on 15595 and 17790. At 16:30 to 17 for Africa on 11935 and 13830 daily. At 17:15 to 17:30 for the Middle East, news on 7230 daily. At 20 to 2030 daily to Africa on 6010 and 7365. All of those via the Vatican's own transmitter site except 11935 Madagascar. An NID from Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, NASFA flash sheet on 3360, October 30th from 1039 to 1058 UT. Instrumental music fading in and out. Sounded somewhat Andean and sounded like Spanish until it disappeared. Nothing listed. I point out it could possibly be a harmonic of 1120 or 560. The freely accessible article for November at QST at the ARRL website is titled The Beverage Antenna 100 Years Later. Rodney Johnson points out that the KNX reached 8 on November 4th, the largest geomagnetic storm in some time. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 1st expected a peak A and K index of 10 and 3 on November 15th. Solar flux dropping from 100 November 3rd to a low of 88 November 10th to 14th and rising to 95 by November 21st. And that's World of Radio number 2111. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found it informative, and we'll make a point of hearing me again next week with a standard disclaimer.